We were talking about AI on the other side of the break, and we're going to be talking at 7:19 with CNET, the people that are, it's the best tech site out there, honestly, and about how they value what Apple did and whether it would be that big a game changer and how you'll be able to leverage that, because the AI is everywhere, even in now car dealerships and how they inspect vehicles before you buy them. And that's what we're talking about today on Mobility Makers, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone, visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. It started out as an attempt to do an inspection for weapons. For instance, at the border, you know, they saw those mirrors that people use to check the undercarriage for explosives, and they said, man, there's got to be a better way we can do that with technology. And UVI was formed. Now it is a cutting-edge vehicle inspection system that is showing up in dealerships, including across here in Metro Detroit. Let's learn more about it this morning with the VP of Sales, Michael Seaman, who joins us live. Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So how will I be able to leverage this as a car buyer? How sensitive is this inspection system? What's it looking for?
So basically, there's three components to our technology. It's looking for the undercarriage. So you're driving your car anywhere from 2 to 10 miles an hour through the UVI machine, which basically stands for under vehicle eye. You mentioned earlier for bomb detection. That's how the company started in 2016. We've been in the United States for about 3 years now selling our pull system. So the three components are the undercarriage, the tire and wheels, and then the entire exterior of your vehicle. So you simply just drive through our machine, and within 30 seconds to a minute, we'll give you a full condition report showing you the exterior of your car, any dings, dents, scratches, your tire and wheels, if you have any bulges in your tires, you have any objects in your tires, and then the undercarriage. Hardly anyone ever looks at the underneath of their car. And so you can see if there's any leaks or any serious rust to a vehicle. So if I'm a consumer and I'm trying to buy a used car, I would love to have a condition report so I could see the hood or the roof of the car. Do I have any hail damage on the car? Do I have any rust or any other issues underneath? Things that the naked eye would never pick up.
Talk about the collaboration between UVI's and General Motors. It's been some significant advancements in vehicle inspection technology with you guys.
Yeah, so back in June of 2022, General Motors and the UVI formed a partnership. And, you know, think about if you're General Motors, you've got over 4,100 dealerships and you're manufacturing, you know, thousands and tens of thousands of vehicles a year, right? And those cars are coming off the assembly line. You want to make sure that you get a full, complete vehicle inspection of those cars before they go to the car dealership. So we're working with General Motors in various things. They actually have a system, one of our full systems in their service learning center up in Warren, Michigan. So there's a lot of things we're working with them on, but they're looking to see the data from our system to see, okay, how many vehicles do they see with certain types of damage on the vehicle? And that's what we really produce as well. Is we're really a data company that provides a lot of data on vehicles. We've scanned in the last 2 years alone, we've scanned over 4 million unique vehicles.
Michael, I went to your website and watched the video, and there's sort of this archway with cameras on the sides, and the car goes through pretty quickly. This is a very quick process.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And we use computer vision. So we're taking about 1,000 photos as the car goes through, and we're taking a bunch of videos. And we stitch those photos and those videos together to create that inspection report. And so the advantage for the consumer, and nine times out of 10, these our systems sit in the service drive, because our goal is to get the car through the system and to share the scan with the consumer, whether we email the scan to the consumer or we text the scan to the consumer. The goal is to make sure they get a copy of it and see what it is, because at the end of the day, if I'm a dealer, I'm trying to build trust and transparency with the consumer. If you look at the stats, you know, once your warranty's up on a vehicle, 70% of customers leave the dealership space to go to the aftermarket space because of trust and transparency with the dealership. We're basically showing you, hey, this is what your car looks like before it even goes back to the technician. My wife, I used to make her, when our kids were little and I was maybe traveling, she would go and take the car in for service, and she would hate to do it because she said, Michael, they take the car behind the magic curtain and then they come back to me and they say, hey, you got all these things wrong with your car. I have no idea what's going on. So now you see it ahead of time. You can see, hey, you have a leak. As the advisor, I'm just sharing you with you. I'm consulting with you. I'm going to have my technician take a look at it. But you potentially have some issues with your car. And mentally and emotionally, you're like, okay, I'm in a different mindset now because I actually see it. The technology is telling me, not a human being is telling me this.
I'm just wondering how fast from the time the car drives through to the report is given to the orderer. How fast is that?
30 seconds to a minute.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
And every time a car goes through, this is AI-based, so it's getting smarter at detecting defects, right? I mean, this your database of what's going on in the undercarriage of a car, you keep getting smarter. Here's my issue. If I find on Facebook a neighbor that's selling a car, and I'm going to inspect it. I don't necessarily trust him. I don't know the guy very well. Is there a place where I can take that vehicle to get a UVI inspection so that I can make sure that I'm not taking it to the cleaners?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for example, the two Feldman stores, one in Livonia, one in New Hudson, they do business with us today. We're up in Troy, Michigan at the Jag Land Rover store. It's part of the Lithia.
So this is fee-based. I can take them there and say, hey, folks, will you inspect this vehicle for me? I can be there with the seller maybe, and we get a report, and then we negotiate.
Well, it depends on the store. I'm sure if you went to one of these dealerships, we have a bunch in the Detroit, Metro Detroit area, and outside of Detroit too, then if you ask them that question, they would absolutely do that.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you could use this in the rental market, like when you're returning the vehicle.
Yeah, that ding's not my ding.
Right, right. Or getting it.
So let me tell you, we're in talks with some rental car companies. I can't deliver that information yet, but yes, we're in talks with a couple rental car companies so that when you rent a car, they want to make sure you go through the system as you go out, and then when you come back in, so they can get two different scans. Dealerships use it today for loaner cars. If you've ever taken your car in for service and they give you a loaner, they're now implementing UVI for the loaner process.
So this is kind of like a MRI for vehicles, right?
Exactly. Think of it that way. That's a lot of people think of it that way. It's MRI for your vehicle.
And you know, Detroit really being a hub for the automotive industry here, and it really seems like a great location, a fitting location for UVI systems. What kind of response have you gotten from the dealerships and from the customers in the metro area?
Well, I can tell you we continue to grow our base of good, solid clients that want to work with us in the Detroit area and then the surrounding Michigan area. So it's been really strong. It's been received very, very well. But the challenge for most dealers is, how do I make the process change, right? They've been doing business for decades a certain way. Now I'm putting this a piece of equipment in my service department or my reconditioning area, and I've got to build a process around it. So the adoption continues to grow, but that's been the biggest challenge, is how do I make sure that we as the company partner with a dealership to help them from a process perspective?
What happens
better and better every day?
What happens, Michael, when we have EVs that aren't as complicated, that don't necessarily have leaks? What will you reprogram your MRI machine to look for different things then? Will you be ready for the EV transition?
That's a great question, because that's coming, right? Especially in Detroit, it's coming right now. So what we're going to do is, the undercarriage, we will at some point make that a thermal camera. And what I mean by that is, when you drive over it, there will be less parts underneath the car, but you still have batteries, and those batteries have cells. And you want to be able to read the temperature of those cells so that we can identify the dealership, hey, which potential cells on that and those batteries are going to fail, so that we can at least inform the consumer that, hey, you may have a battery issue at some point.
Fascinating stuff. And getting smarter by the day. Michael, thanks very much for sharing your story on Mobility Makers.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. It's called UVIEYE. UVIEYE. Check it out online at UVI.com. Coming up, we're going to be talking AI, as I said, at 7:19, but just ahead, independent retailers, they face unique challenges, and they're taking those concerns to Lansing. What's on their list of to-dos? We'll discuss it next on JR Morning.